Altogether, Simon Reish Bays.
Oh, Zion.
Zion. We did it last time. I want to go over it again because I learned a little more and I think there are more details. Just as Akhtama, we know a Chazal, we're masaking brachos for particular foods. So fruit, you have vegetable, you have different brachos. The question is that special bracha ever lost? So it certainly is sometimes lost. So one example is nishtane, that if the food, sometimes it's nishtane and the bracha retains. If you have kernels of corn, you make popcorn, it doesn't look like a kernel of corn, but it still looks like a puffed kernel of corn, and therefore the bracha still remains adam. But sometimes the bracha is lost and then it becomes a shahakol, it goes down, or eitz will become adama, or it'll become shahakol. And that's what this sif discusses. Mechaber says that if you are moech tamarim, if you take tamarim and you mash them, viyad, v'asav em isa, v'hotziv em gargireyhem, so you smush it, afilu hachi lo nishana brachasin, the bracha remains. So smashing dates, we don't really know what these dates look like. Do these dates look like dates, or do they look like if you put it in a blender? Like, what does it mean to smash it? They didn't have blenders. It says there, they had other kelim. It says, me'achan biyad. Salafuke kli, it's not so clear. The Ramah says, ulfizeh huadin be leveteren hanikra felida. He's talking about some type of jam. Then Rama says, the jam doesn't look like the strawberries. And therefore, you say a shahakal if you eat it plain. It's better to say shahakal. Shahakal is a catch-all bracha. If you say ha'eitz, you yotze, because the Rama seems to agree with the mechaber that mashed fruits retain their bracha of ha'eitz. So, there is a question when the Ramah says that you should say shahakol, tov lachash lachatchil, say shahakol, is that only about the jam or even about the mashed dates? Jam, you can say, is cooked, they might have added sugar, it's a totally new product. Maybe mashed dates, he would say, ha'etz, even if it's not nikkur, or maybe only if it is nikkur. So the halacha, we assume that if the fruit is still nikkur, you say the original bracha. Even the Ramah agrees to that. Now here's where it gets a little confusing. Because you open up some of the contemporary Svarim, and it's very confusing. Is mashed, is peanut butter nicker? Crunchy peanut butter. So I saw the big dad, crunchy peanut butter, it's not nicker. Because even though it's crunchy, you see like pieces, you don't see them as pieces of peanuts, and therefore you say shakal if you would eat peanut butter. And yet, the same poskim are saying that what they sell here in Eretz Yisrael, macht marim, which essentially, butter made out of dates. That's an eitz. That's the case here in the Mechaber. And what's the difference between peanut butter and, in my house, we only eat peanut butter. So if I see a brown glob of something, so I know it's peanut butter. We only on Purim do we have imracht marim, we put them in the humantashin. Other than that, we never have it. So it's a little bit unclear to me what makes it nicker. So I saw in the name of Shlomo Zalman, exactly that. If you'd see it on the table, what would you think it was? So based on that, you might say things that have unique colors, bananas are yellow. Avocados are green. So I don't have too many things in my home that are green or yellow. So I see a green mush, it's avocado. I see yellow mush, it's bananas. Again, if you didn't mush it well, so then it's obviously adam, or a banana, avocado is eitz. But if it's mushed well, you took a banana, you put it through a blender, so it's yellow stuff. Now, lots of things could be yellow, but most things in my house are bananas if they're yellow. I don't know if that's true in every home, but brown, okay, well, a lot of things are brown. It could be it's almond butter, maybe, I don't know, it's peanut butter, maybe it's a different butter. So it seems a little bit unclear how to apply it. The principle that when it's nicker, that homemade applesauce, you see the apples. Applesauce that is manufactured, looks white. So Ashkenazim would say shahakal on it. Sfarim, it's not so clear to me. They also put a lot of sugar into it. So a lot of these things, it's not even clear how much apple is in it. You have to check. But if it's all natural, some of the health, so maybe Sfarim would say eitz on it. Because if we assume that the case of miyachan, it's miyachan. So maybe they would see even Sfarim would say eitz on it. But I'm not 100% sure. Here, there is an interesting question with the case the Mechaber brings down of the tamarim. You take tamarim and you're moich them. So if it's not nikar as tamarim, so you say shahakol. What's the bracha achrona? So presumably, if the bracha rishona is shahakol, the bracha achrona should be for nefashas. The problem is it's not clear if the Ramah is arguing only on the jam or even on regular dates. So the Mishnah says you're kind of stuck. It's better to avoid it because if you say ala eitz until it requires ben nefashas or vice versa, you're not yotze. Now it's actually interesting. The Mishnah says if you're stuck, you can say ala eitz because when the Ramah says that kein nira ikar, that really the eitz is that he really agrees fundamentally to the Shulchan Aruch. So what emerges is that you'd say shahakal on this date. They sell these like date bars. Date bars are dates that are mostly dates, and that they're merusak. It's not nikar. So you say shahakal. What bracha do you make? So ideally, you shouldn't eat it out of a meal. You should eat other dates, you know, to pater. But if not, you say al eitz. So you're saying shahakal and al eitz, which seems to be kind of a contradiction. And Moshe says, listen, that's not a contradiction. And they would say shahakal because it's a catch-all, but really fundamentally it's an eight, and therefore we say al eight in this circumstance. Like I said, there are a lot of details here. What's the bracha on kugel? Simple question. Potato kugel. So if the potato kugel is grated, so then it's nicker. Just like you have carrot salad, you have a kruv salad, you know, what do they call kruv? Cabbage salad. But sometimes potato kugel, they put it through a blender. So it seems like there's a big machlokas achronim about this. Some achronim say, listen, it's through a blender, it's not nikar. So therefore you say shahakal, which makes a lot of sense. Problem is that everybody eats potato kugel. And everybody knows, what do you have at Kiddush? You have potato kugel. So you see it, you right away know it's potato kugel. What else is it? Now, it could be many other things, but since potato kugel is so prevalent, it seems like that makes it nikar, even though it's not actually nikar. So there are many poskim who say that in the latkes and potato kugel, you should say shahakol, you should say adama. Even though, based on the kolim, the pashas says you should say shahakol, Ashkenazim, you should say shahakol. And what's even more interesting, I mean, it's similar. The question of dehydrated potatoes. If you have mashed potatoes, okay, let's assume that even if you mash them well, it really is nikar. Certainly, if you didn't mash them so well, then it's not even a shaila. If you have what they call puree in this country, they take dehydrated potatoes and they reconstitute it. Or the Pringles are made out of dried potato flour. So the pasha says that should be shahakol. But Rosh Hashanah is a chiddush. He says that since now it looks like potatoes, so you reconstituted it and you now it's nikar. So you should say adama. I don't know what we would say on cornflakes. Cornflakes, we mentioned last time, there are two types. There's the regular type from England, that is a real piece of corn that's smashed. Then we assume it still retains the tzuras pri. Whereas the osem cornflakes, telma, thank you, That is just made out of corn flour, the first charcoal. Now, Kosher was Zalman, you see it, you see corn. Everybody sees it, they see corn. You have to look at the package. Is it made out of flour? So I don't know, maybe Kosher Zalman would say that you say adam on it. But I think the minute say charcoal on it. So, like I said, the details here are not, it's not so clear how to apply them. Corn chips, usually they say charcoal on corn chips. The fact that you can see a little piece of the, you know, same thing with the if you have jam and you see the seeds, that's not enough to make a nicker. So therefore you say shakal on the jam. If you have these zucchini kugels, so it could be a zucchini, it could be this, you have carrots, it's mushed carrots, baby food. So it could be a carrot, it could be a sweet potato, it could be, you know, a squash, it could be a number of things, orange vegetables. So therefore we wouldn't say ha'etz, Adama rather, on mushed carrots, because if it's mushed to the extent that it was put through a blender, so we lost the Suras Apri, and it's not nikar. That's the assumption of the poskim. What about hummus? What's the bracha on hummus? So, would Sfarim say Adama on hummus? We usually say shahakal on hummus, because it's totally... Again, do you know it as chumutz? Maybe it's just important, like peanut butter. You don't really know. It's some. Maybe it's another legume that was That was now truth is most people sell hummus. It's not like we eat so many other things like that are like hummus. Again, it's very rare that people eat hummus plain anyway. If you don't eat peanut butter plain anyway, the question is fundamentally, what's the bracha? So here there's another svara that we're going to see later in the Shulchan Aruch that if it's most of the product is merusak, people eat more hummus than they eat hummus beans. Right. In fact, the name for chickpeas in Israel is hummus shalem. Mm-hmm. Because it's a hummus, and if you didn't grind it, it's hummus shalem. It's like it hasn't been turned into hummus yet. Right. So it seems like most of it is made into hummus. So there's another svara to say that a hummus is shtei adama, because that's the normal usage of it. So therefore, even if it's grind, it doesn't lose its shame pre, as we're going to see later in terms of ginger and the like. Lemais, I think people say adama, a shahakal on hummus. Maybe svarim should say adama if they eat it plain. Fruit roll-up, I think we spoke about last time, it's usually not nicker, it just looks like what they call in this country leather, fruit leather, and therefore say shahakal. It comes to Pesach, that he'll take coconut, and they make cookies out of coconut. They ground up coconut, you put a little sugar and egg, you make, so it looks white. What is it? It's coconut. So here, again, I would have said that it's nicker, but I saw a lot of poskim say that no, it went through such a process, and therefore it and also it's usually used as an addition to other foods, so therefore it doesn't have its own chashivos. They say something about hummus. Some people want to say that hummus is not eaten as hummus. It's eaten on a piece of bread. So mela, it wouldn't be the same as ginger. Even though most of it is merusak, it would still lose its bracha. So people say you should say shahakal on hummus, shahakal on the coconut, and the like. What about soy products? Excuse me. You have tofu. Tofu is ground soybeans. So if you eat whole soybeans, you say adama. Excuse me. People eat them, you know, health snacks. You can like roast soybeans. If you grind them with soybeans, most soybeans are ground up. So what would the broccoli be on ground soybeans, on tofu, raw tofu? So here too, misvara, there's a good svara to say that you should say adama on it because it was ground up. That's the normal usage of it. Aval pichain, I think many people say shahakal on it. Excuse me. I'm not 100% sure why. Chalva. People say shakal and chalva. Okay, there a lot of sugar is added. What would Sfarim do? Would Sfarim say shakal and chalva? I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. Chocolate is also a problem. Chocolate is ground up, but it's made for that. So you see chocolate, you know that it's from a chocolate tree. So the pashas is to say, I ate the chocolate. And yet the minhag is to say shakal. It could be just like the minhag is to say shakal and chocolate. The minhag is to say shakal and chalva. It's the same thing. I should mention that this whole issue of when the product is ground up, it loses its shame, that's only true for fruits and vegetables. For mizonos, if you have flour and you grind it up, that's normal. So therefore, you say mizonos and ground up flour, meaning when you make a cookie out of it. And like the whole din, and likewise for rice, if you grind up rice and you have rice flour, that still retains the bracha mizonos. A lot of cereals have rice flour in them and the like. So rice is mizonos and brain of fashos, as we'll see. But it retains its bracha even though it's ground up. Okay, so there's certainly more to say, but let's move on. Siv ches, dvash hazavi tamari mivarech alav shahakal. If you have dvash, you take an tamar and you take dvash from it. I think in Hebrew it's called silan.
Yeah.
So if you drink that, it's even the Sfarim will hold that when you take a tamar, you smush it or tintis bracha. Once it turns into liquid, it's already a different madrega and it's shahakal. All fruit juices are shahakal except for wine, grape juice, and oil. The chashivos of zeisiv and anavim have that their mashke retains has a special bracha. Wine, of course, has a gefen, and shemen zayis has a eitz. If you would drink it, it wasn't mazik. This is an interesting halacha that the fruit juice is considered al pidin zeiva alma. It's not considered to be significant, and therefore it loses its bracha. The fruit juice is not an eitz. Fruit juice is shahakal. There is a big discussion in the poskim. Shartzim brings it down here. In the Dalet, if the fruits are grown for that purpose, why they're special juicing oranges? They grow the juicing oranges for the juice. So do we say that therefore the juice now is a eitz, since they grew it for that purpose? There's a strong start to say that. The Chazon Ish passes that way. L'maisa, we say shahakol on oranges. Even if you have like the ones with extra pulp, and kind of feel like you're eating orange. L'maisa, we say shahakol on oranges. A lot of these things are totally minhag. And you know, whether or not this minhag should have developed this way or that way, that's a question of history. But at the end of the day, people say shahakol on chocolate. They say shahakol on orange juice, even with extra pulp. And that's what we should be knowing. If you have, I think they call it V8, is that what they call it? They take like tomatoes and you take all these, you grind them up. So you make juice out of it. So there too, it's shahakol. It's shahakol. It's a drink. It's not like a paste. If you take strawberries and you mash them, so you'd say they're still a dama if they're a little bit nicker. Or even if they're not so nicker, maybe the tzeva makes a nicker. But if you take tomatoes and you put them in a blender, so that juice is shahakol. What's a halacha if you chew a fruit and spit it out? You chew an orange and you spit it out. So you're just drinking the liquid, but you're putting it in your mouth as a food, and therefore the bracha is ait. You wouldn't say shahakol on that. But if you would take an orange and just suck out the juice, you don't actually put it in your mouth. You just suck out the juice and you say shahakol on it. Because then you're just drinking the juice. If you put it in your mouth, the whole thing in the mouth, so then the whole fruit, then it's AIDS. Say AIDS. Okay. Now, sometimes a person is making a fruit salad. At the bottom of the fruit salad, there'll be like juice. So you said it ate on the fruit salad. So that ponders the juice too. The juice is not, doesn't require separate shahakol because you're eating a fruit salad. But if you just take the juice, then you say shahakol on the juice. The person cut up apples and oranges. So the juice at the bottom of the salad is botel to the salad, tafel to the salad, and you say one bracha ba'eitz on everything. Okay. Let's move on. Siftes. Sofei anavim she'em yispashtem ba'olam. Again, once upon a time, people weren't as wealthy as we are today. They would eat all sorts of things. They would scavenge and try to find things to eat. So people are going to eat these ripe, these anavim that aren't going to get ripe. They just stay on the tree. You have dates that were burnt by the sun. So basically, these are foods that are edible. If they're not edible, you don't say bracha. But they're not the normal way to eat them. You usually eat ripe grapes. You don't eat grapes that aren't ripe. So if they're not ripe, in this case, you'd say shahakol. We spoke about, I think last time, the question of the possibility of saying adama. Sometimes there are three stages of development. At one stage, you might say adama, but it's hard for us to know exactly what those stages are. So usually, if you're eating them when they're very small, you'll say shahakol. And then if you eat them when they're ripe, you'll say haetz. Theoretically, also there's a middle stage of adam. Yod peros shesharon o bishlan v'mayim ava bish nichtas tam pri v'mayim eino v'varech lo zamayim ela shahakol v'rosh kashav d'eshesh im nichtas tam pri v'mayim v'varech bore pri ha'eit. There is a cult of called shlokos. Shlokos means you cook vegetables in water. The water will retain the bracha of the vegetables. That's not exactly what's going on here. That we'll see later. Here, you just take fruits and you cook them a little bit, and there's a little bit of taste in the water. So we hold, you say shahakol. The Rosh says that's already considered shakos. You say the bracha of the fruit or the vegetable. Second. Let's continue with the Mechaber. May shvias timukim uteinim, or may bishula mevarech aleim shahakol, v'yotzi gam la'rosh. Shahakal is a catch-all bracha. It's always better to say shahakal if you're stuck. Well, bracha shacharim, usually stopping, yivarech, where in fashos, yivarech, bracha chazin shalosh, karosh. If you would cook grapes with the water, well, the bracha rishon is say shahakal, cover your bases, even for the rush, you're yotze. But if you say, bring fashos in that water, according to the rush, it's like wine, you say ala gefen. Chin yir shemayim, lo yishte ela betal chasuda, o yokal prish, b'shiv ha-saminim, mekam yishte mayim, kidei shitzarech, levarech, bracha achas, bin shalosh, uborei nefashos. So if you want to be a Yir HaShemayim, so you try to cover your bases, and you eat other foods in order to have a bracha achron of Ein Shalosh, and also Brei Nefashos, in order to avoid this suffix. V'im mashach ha-mayim v'vtila mi'atzimukim, havel yayin uvarech lefor pi'a gefen, u'bracha achas ben shalosh. If it really is wine, so then you say ala gefen, v'hushi yatzimukim she'em l'chluchis, she'im yidroch osam yetzim dva divshon,
once upon a time they didn't have grape juice, so they had wine. But if you don't like wine, or if you didn't have wine, you would take raisins and you would make what's known as raisin wine. Raisin wine is raisins that you soak in water, and they get some tam. There's a big discussion in halacha, when is the raisin wine really considered wine? So it seems like the raisins have to be a little bit moist. There has to be some type of lechos in the raisins, and then when you soak them in water, they can become raisin wine. Otherwise, the raisin wine wouldn't necessarily be hagefen. Okay, we don't really do this anymore, but some of these sifim are not so relevant just because the foods are changed. But there are principles we can try to learn from them. Let's continue. Kol ha-peros chetovim chayim uvushalim k'kon tapuchim agasim bein chayim bein uvushalim varech pari priya eitz. If you have a fruit that you can eat cooked, people eat cooked apples, they eat raw apples. So you say eitz either way. V'im ein derech ochlam chayim elam uvushalim. There are some things people only eat cooked. Ochlam k'shem chayim varech shahakol. If you have something that people only eat cooked, so then when you eat them raw, it's not there. You say shahakol. Now, if it's not edible, you eat a raw potato, you don't say a bracha. But if you eat raw, and it's beets, I think today people eat raw beets, but a while ago they would only eat cooked beets. It's like it's this whole raw food, you know, industry where people think it's healthy to eat raw foods. So I don't know to what extent we're mischashev, in what percentage. If it's 10% of the population, maybe, but if it's 2% or 1%, I don't know if that necessarily is going to make a difference. It could be, say, batal daita. What would a person who eats raw foods do? He eats raw foods, everybody eats them cooked, and he eats them raw. So you might say it's batal daita, unless there's a significant percentage of the population. I'm not 100% sure. Either way, today most people eat lots, you know, people eat cooked carrots, they eat raw carrots. Once upon a time, they would cook a lot of the foods because they weren't really good raw. And they weren't, but today they're fresh and they're delicious raw, so people eat them raw as well. I don't know if you'd cook a melon. What broccoli would you say? Nobody's cooked melon, cooked watermelon. So then you say shahakol on cooked melon. It's not the normal way to eat it. Opposite of eating raw things, I think more think people eat raw things. I think it's healthy. So if you eat a raw, if an item is usually cooked, you eat it raw, so it's shahakal bari fashos, even if it's one of the zainaminim, because it doesn't have the chashivas of that fruit. Okay. Yud gimel, a few more examples. Egos gomor, hametugan mitvash. You have a nut that you fry in honey. Vinikra something, Rotzalomar something, Vivarach Allah recreates. So this is basically a nut that people usually eat raw. They wouldn't eat it cooked. But if you cook it with dvash, that's normal. Today most people eat, you know, the raw almonds and our roasted almonds. So it's all you know, most people don't fry pecans, but if you fry them with sugar, so that's normal. So Mamela you'd say eats on it. Okay, you're dalit. Egos rach and vashtim dvash v'karin lo something. So the Mishmur explains that this is a egos that isn't really completed its formation of egos. You picked it when it's small, and you only make it edible through roasting it.
So if it's so, therefore you'd say shakal on it. But if it already reached the point where it was already a gmar pri, and then you would say eitz. And in fact, if you're roasting it with honey to make it sweeter, that's okay. It doesn't. You don't need to roast it. But if you couldn't have eaten it before you roasted it, so then you'd say shahakal on it. Al sukar, sugar. Sugar is a big discussion. Sugar, the minigas say shahakal and sugar. The question is why. So it's a big discussion. Should sugar be adama? Why is it shahakal? Maybe it's nishtana legamre. It's funny, sometimes people have a suffix brachos, so you'll take a little bit of sugar, something supposed to bring down, say brach on the sugar to pater the suffix brachos. The problem is that sugar itself is a suffix. So if David Yosef says you have a suffix, you're causing another suffix. The accepted practice is to say shahakal on the sugar, you know, it's not so pashur al pi lamdus. If you'd say that eitz or adam on sugar, you're yotze, because it's. Maybe that's even fundamentally the more appropriate bracha, but again, everything's following the minag, or at least many poskim assume that you should follow the minag, and therefore we say shahakal and shomer. Tez zayin. Al pilpul v'zangvil v'voishim al kalavo v'al grifoli v'chol kiyozi v'zesh ein derech l'ochlam eli de taroves ein uvarech aleim klum. So pepper and ginger, so you don't usually enjoy eating them. You eat them with something else. Pepper you put in the soup. Pepper you put in the potatoes. So you eat them plain, so you wouldn't enjoy it. And therefore, you don't say a bracha. If you do enjoy it, if people would eat it, so they would say, most people don't eat salt. But if you take like a little bit of salt and you enjoy it, so then you say shahakol. If you eat a lot of salt, so you're not going to enjoy it. So you don't say bracha, it's mazik. Mishmura points out here in Sifkatan Ayin Tes that if you take the ginger and you mix it with sugar, ginger is very harif, it's very sharp, so you then make it raw, so then you would say the bracha of ha'et, or ha'adama rather, because that's the derech, apparently, to eat it, that was the derech. And there's a discussion, what happens if most of it is sugar? Right, is that discussion over here in Ayin Tes? There's a different place where he talks about whether or not even if rove is sugar, you'd still say adama. Discussion of ikar b'tafel. We'll get to that. Okay, fine. So this is the sif that I mentioned earlier that indicates that if something is ground, but it's normal for it to be ground, so it doesn't lose its bracha. And this is an important idea. The applications aren't so clear. On hummus, we don't say that. On chocolate, we don't say that. But apparently on ginger, we do. Okay. Yud zayin al egos, borei priya eitz. There's a certain type of knot, you say borei priya eitz. Ve'al knila. So it seems like these are things that you would dry. You would dry this, you eat this nut after it was dried up. But it's the normal way to eat it. Just 1 second. Pay. The prihu. Regilin gamkin ochal b'yovesh. Mishiyesh lash. Okay. Fine. Mishmur here discusses the issue of medicine. If you take this type of nut and you use it as a medicine, so he says you should say a bracha on it, because even though you mix it with beer, you're eating this food as a medicine. Today, most of us don't eat foods as medicine. The medicines are medicines. You go to the pharmacy. You buy food, you go to the supermarket. Once upon a time, they would eat foods as medicine, so then if the food tasted good, you would say a bracha on it. Then here's the question of the, you mix it with sheikhar. So what's ikar, what's tafel? Here you have more sheikhar than nuts, but you're eating it for the nuts. So here you'd say that the ikar would be the primary reason of eating is for the nuts, so the bracha would be a eitz, even though it's only 10% of the mixture, it would still be considered ikar. I mentioned before the question of, you know, if you mix the sugar with the ginger, if you're eating the ginger, the sugar is going to give it taste, to make it easily to taste, so then you'd say the bracha on the ginger and not on the sugar. Okay. Fine. Yurches al pilpul vazangel shehem retuvim. If you eat ginger that was still ratuv, it wasn't dried out yet, or pepper, that, I don't know if people eat pepper that's ratuv, you'd say berei pri adama. Kol ha-peiros she'edevehem ikra apri v'varekalim v'varek pri-eitz, in an ikra apri v'varek pri-adama. If you have a fruit, the fruit itself is ha-eitz, and the other parts would be adama, the other would be the peel or whatever, if it's not an edible peel. V'im hu v'supak im hu ikra pri-olo v'varek pri-adama v'in ha-edeh ha-mashah hu v'varek shakal. Gadol, you're not sure what this food is, you say shakal. Shakal covers all foods. You can't just not learn Hilchos Brachos and say Shehakol and everything, but Shehakol does cover all foods. So the ginger is essentially grows in the ground. The pepper grows in something like a tree. But since you don't eat it as a fruit, you eat it only in other foods, the bracha goes down to Adama, which is an interesting case. It's fundamentally a fruit, but you eat it as a tavlin, so therefore the bracha is Adama. There's a whole. I'm not sure exactly what the status of the tree. I can probably pull it up on the computer and figure out how they die every year. I'm not sure.
I think some affected ones by the end of the season.
There's a discussion in Dine Orla, I think, if it's considered a fruit for Orla. Maybe it's a similar question. Yeah. Okay. The Mishmur says if it's shachok, you should say shahakol. Not sure why that is. I mean, most pilpul is for shchika, right? So why doesn't it retain? He says karav adavar shivarchu the shahakol. Not sure. Okay, let's move on to Simon. Reish Gimel, Dine Birchas Peiros Haaretz. We discussed this already, partially. Teres Haaretz Vavarech Borei Pri Adama. You say Adama on vegetables. So the bracha is Borei Pri Adama, not Borei Pri Haaretz. Just like on the fruit, you say Borei Pri Eitz, not Borei Pri Ilan. And that's because Chazal and Misakin the bracha is based on the lashon of the Psukim. In the Psukim, it's Adama and Eitz, not Ilan. And Aretz. In any case, the most things that grow from the ground are Adama. There are some exceptions. Mushrooms, which I'll be dinner considered grow from the air. There's an interesting discussion about potatoes. There's some Hasidim who hold you should say Shehakol on potatoes, but that's obviously not the minhag. So the Piskachuva says, if that's your minhag, you can continue, you don't have to change. But that's a chiddush. The halacha is that Adama is catch-all for anything that goes from the ground. So if you want an apple, you're yotze, because an apple grows on the ground. So it's always better if you have a suffix, Adama or eight, it's always better to say Adama. It's discussed previously in raspberries and papaya and bananas. Some of them are vade Adama, but even if there's a suffix, let's say papaya, so say Adama, because it's a safer bracha to make, because you're certainly yotze through Adama. The pashtus is that if you say eat on a papaya, you're also yotze, because it's really a suffix. It's not like brachas lahakel. But it's better to say Adama. Okay. The Mechaber continues. Al tutim hagdelim b'sneh. If you have strawberries, Borei Pri Adama. To lo mikri eitz, el shemotzi alav mi eitzo, aval ma shemotzi alav mi sharash av lo mikri eitz. Hani kevan she kala eitzo legamri v'chore, if strawberries, the bush dies. V'adar parach mi sharash av v'arach Borei Pri Adama. Al ha moizish, it's bananas, Borei Pri Adama. Okay, so we discussed already, there are certain sveikas, raspberries, papaya,
L'maisa, it's better to say Adama on these things. Misaf. Dalit. Al pera shemotzim ilane srak shahakol. If you eat fruit from a non-fruit-bearing tree, what does that mean? You eat a crab apple. Crab apples aren't edible. You take the crab apples, you cook them up with some sugar and honey, and then you eat them. So you took something that wasn't really a fruit, and you turned it into a fruit, so then you say shahakol. It's like you take a piece of the tree and you cook it, and you make it edible, you also say shahakol. The Mishmur discusses a couple of types of fruits or vegetables. I'm not exactly sure what he's discussing. In terms of hearts of palms, a big discussion. Hearts of palms, it's really mentioned in the next sentence, but hearts of palm are essentially part of the palm tree. So the environmentalists don't like people who eat them because you have to kill the palm tree to get them. I think they grow them specially for that, so they grow them. It's considered a delicacy, people put them in salads. So do you say I ate? It's not a fruit. So do you say Adama? It doesn't grow. You say Shahakal. So the Gemara says you say Shahakal because it wasn't standard. Today they're sold en masse. There's a whole industry in Brazil and other places where they... Right. So some Muslims say you say Adama because it comes from the ground. And it's not Shahakal because it's not a non-standard way of eating. It's standard. They sell it in supermarkets. But you shouldn't say I ate because it's not really a fruit. That seems like the Pshara. Say Adama. On hearts of palm. I don't know if people eat them separately, but if you could, you could pick them up. Okay. Hey, B'nai Asa, if you have hadasim have little berries. They're not really edible, but you can make them edible. It's like crab apples. So you take the hadasim berries, you make them edible. So you'd say, Adama. The Mishabura earlier in Dalid in Sifkatan Hay speaks about things that grow on their own. It's an interesting idea. He says if things grow on their own, so they don't have so much chashivus, so you wouldn't say the right bracha. You'd say a lower level bracha. So if you have sabras, they grow on the trees here in Israel, on the cactus. So it's a fruit. Maybe it's actually Adama because it's not grown for that purpose. It just kind of grows on its own. I think in Israel they actually have an industry. People sell sabras. You can buy sabras in the shop, they sell them. So maybe it is AIDS. I don't know. It's interesting as far as things that grow on their own, the shayim that grow on their own, so you'd say shahakol. There's no chashivas to them. It's really true of things that people just randomly pick. If you pick during the Independence Day War, there was a siege here in Yerushalayim, so people were eating random things that grow from the ground. So if you eat random things that grow from the ground that aren't, you eat grass. The grass is shahakol. But if you have a wild apple tree, so you say, I ate. It's hard to imagine a wild apple tree. You're going to say, Dama, you're going to say shahakol. It's a tree. I'm not sure how to apply this. There's a machlokas about sabres. You say that's like a wild tree, and you say, I ate. Some say you should say Adama. I don't know. To me, it seems like if you say I ate, it's like wild apple tree. What's the difference? Okay. Al zangvil, shemerakachin osok shurotov mvarech ripi adama, nuadini mirachin osok diavish, kevich al yedekach roi lachila vazangvil ikrum mvarech ripi adama. We mentioned before the ginger. You take ginger and you eat it. Either if it's dry, you grind it up, or if it's fresh, you eat it as a chunk. So you'd say adama. This, again, is an example of something that's ground up, the dry ginger, but it's supposed to be ground up, and therefore you'd say Adam on it. And here the Mishmur speaks about that if you add sugar, even if there's a lot of sugar, more sugar, it could be you're eating it for the ginger, and that's the 2 days in the Mishmur. We'll get back to this when we discuss Ikar V'Tafel, but there's a svar to say that you're eating it for the purpose of the Zangvil, so even though you put a lot of sugar to make it more edible, but you're eating Zangvil, you're eating ginger, and therefore the bracha would be Adama, even though there's a lot of sugar, which we say Shahakal. This question comes up with other health foods. You have, I think we spoke in the past, you have sesame seeds and honey. So if you have more sesame seeds, it's for sure Adama. Let's say you have more honey. Do I say that I'm
eating sesame seeds and honey just gives a taste. I say, no, I'm really eating honey. The sesame seeds are just giving a crunch. So that could be a function of how you look at it. Sometimes sesame seeds are just there for a crunch. And then you'd say shahagal on it. So that's a whole siman of Igra Tava. We have to get to that. Amir Sesha. Okay. Zayin. Bisamim shechukim uravim sukar. If you take bisamim that you mix with sugar, habisamim ikar v'varech aleim birkas osam bisamim. Okay. Same. Ches tznon v'varech ala forei pri ha'adam. If you eat a radish. Now, there are different types of radishes. Some radishes are so sharp, they aren't really edible. So, if they're not edible at all, you wouldn't say a bracha. But if they're edible, they just don't taste so good. You're eating them because you're hungry, you're stuck. So then you say shahakal. The radish that they're discussing here is a radish that's really geschmack. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to taste this way. People normally eat it. And therefore, you would say shahakal. You'd say adam. There is a question, certain foods, Pesach is coming, so you have chrein. What bracha do you make on chrein? So the Seder people make adama. The question is that really food? Is that edible? Because it's mazik, and if it's not mazik, at best it's shahakal. It's not a normal food that people eat. So why do people say adama on chrein? Maybe because their Zaydi said. That's a good reason. But there's a discussion. Maybe it's better to take lettuce for Mar. Minhag Yisrael is also important. So that's a discussion. Let's begin the next siman. Rohar will get Reish Dalir al davar she'en gidulim in haaretz kigon basur behem v'chayi v'of. So you say shahakal. Shahakal is a bracha that's catch-all. That it wasn't. It's not just catch-all, but the evid. It's also the chachila, the correct bracha to make on many foods, even important foods, basar and of dogim. So even though these things have independent chashivas, you eat basar for simchas yantiv and the like, korbanos, Chazal didn't decide, they didn't give a special bracha for these items. And the bracha is shakal. There's a question in Lomdos, is the shakal similar to the other brachas, or maybe it's different, maybe it's more about hanasa gavra, it's not about the actual chayfetz, shakal mevi dvara, just talking in general, you're not talking about the item. But either way, lemaisa, the bracha of shakal is said in many, many items. So the Mechaber gives some of them here. Basar behema chayav of dogim beitzim chalav gvina upash ifsha. Hash ifsha is spoiled bread. Now, what do you mean spoiled bread? If it's so spoiled, I'm just going to eat it. You don't say a bracha. If it's just a little spoiled, you scratch off the mold, you can eat it, no problem. If it's spoiled a little bit, that it's no longer normally eaten, but you can eat al deit chak, then you say shahakal. And you also don't have to wash, you don't have to bench. Tavlin shenishtane tzurasa v'niskalkel. Tavshel shenishtane tzurasa v'niskalkel. Same thing with this. If tavshel is so niskalkel, you can't eat it, so you're not allowed to eat it. It's about tshaksu, and you wouldn't say a bracha. If it's just a little niskalkel, so then you would say a regular bracha. So, you know, okay, it expired yesterday. The milk expired yesterday, you can still drink it. It's not... But if it expired 3 days ago, again, I don't know exactly what the shear is, so it's a little sour, but if you're stuck, you'll put it in your coffee. So then you'd say a bracha on it, you'd say shakal. Now that you'd say anyway shakal, but if it was something that otherwise would be a different bracha, so it would go down to being shakal. V'novlos shem tamarim shabish l'masir v'machom v'yavshu. We mentioned this before, you have dried dates that are burnt. V'alo govai, chagavim, people kind of grossed out of this. Nassim Slifkin made a business out of this. He has a whole, in his museum of Torah and natural history, he imports chagavim and he markets them. And people, he thinks the Ashkenazim can eat them. This whole discussion, we know from the Sar not eat them. We just never had the Masorit. So, okay, there are people. I mean, a guy in my neighborhood on Shabbos, Parshas, I guess it was Bo or Vaera, you know, with Arba. So he brought them to Kishol and he gave them out of Kiddush. Okay. Pardon?
People ate them.
People ate them, yeah. I mean, some people ate them. I didn't eat them. But, I mean, I don't think the people who didn't eat them, I don't know if they were choshesh that, you know, of no masara, or they just grossed out. He, Nassim Slivkin himself, says that he cooks them with a different kli. His wife doesn't let them. You know, it's not a kosher thing, but it's just like, anyway. Val melach, u mei melach, if you eat salt, again, a little bit of salt, it sometimes gives a tanug. Mei melach, again, if it's very salty, you're not going to eat salt water, but if it's a little bit salty, so it's kishmak, so you'd say bracha, val marak, val hakemim, v'pitrios, we mentioned mushrooms, val kora, kora is a parts of palm, shehu arach, shenitos, v'ilan. So even though the Mechaber says, or the Ramah says, you say shahakol on parts of palm, I mentioned that it could be that today the mitzvah is different and it's marketed, and therefore it'd be adama. V'alu ve'gafanim v'al shkediyem mitzukim sh'ochlim v'kesheim rakim v'klipeyim v'al hachaziz shu shachas v'al karachaya v'al kim kudasari v'al sheikha tamari v'al sheikha tusori. The chiddush of sheikhar is that it comes from mizonos. We don't say the sheikhar is, since it comes from barley, you say mizonos on the beer. No, beer is shahakol. Which is a whole discussion in halal. A lot of the beer was made out of chadash barley, and the question became, is that also chadash? Is it yotzim and atame, or is chadash barley different? Either way, lemaisa, you say shahakal on barley, not on barley, but rather on beer from barley. Va'al shevesh akorein anito, v'zolomar anis, va'al kamon v'kaspur, the time of Ovid, v'al achila, v'al chomet, she'iru mayim, acherei l'shtos, v'varek shahakal. So these are examples of things to say shahakal on. There is an interesting discussion of things that grow in atzitz during Shemitah. How do they grow the lettuce? They grow them in hothouses, but it's not attached to the ground. Shemitah, so they put plastic sheets on the ground and they grow them in little pots. So the Chai Adam holds, you don't say Adama, you say Shahakal on that type of lettuce. Lemaisa, we say Adama on Atzitz Shein Anakuv, but there is something else called hydroponics, where they actually grow it in water. Also on Shemitah they do that. So on hydroponics, there is the svar to say you say Adama, because after all, it looks like a cucumber, it looks like a... Or some say that since the zera came from a cucumber that grew in the ground, where did they get the zrayim from? It comes... Well, the maisa and misafek, it's probably better to say shahakal if you know that the product you have in front of you is hydroponics. It grew in water, so say shahakal on that cucumber, on that lettuce, etc. There's a question we say on bran. Bran, people eat it... more kimcha desari, I think. What is it? It's like similar kimcha desari. People eat it more today. So once upon a time, people didn't eat it. People eat it for health reasons. So maybe it's adama. Even though the mechaber sounds like it's shahako. But if people eat it, maybe it would already become adama. There's an interesting discussion I saw about isolated wheat protein. Isolated wheat protein is the protein from wheat. They take the chemically, and they're able to isolate the protein and take it. They put it in like soy hot dogs, a lot of soy products have it. Makes it more filling. So 20 years ago, I asked Rav Benjamin Forst from America, he wrote a Brachos book, and he said, yeah, it's pashut that it's mizonos. And then just recently I saw this big discussion, Shlomo Zalman's Masopik, other people say it's pashut that it's shahakal, that it's not, there's no gluten in it. If there's no gluten, so it's a big nafamina. If you eat the soy hot dogs, what bracha do you make? It's only 30%, 40% isolated wheat protein. So is it mizonos? The really nafamina is the bracha chrona. Bracha rishona, say shahakal, you're yotze. But bracha chrona, if you have to say al nichya, you say bring the pashut, you're yotze. And vice versa. So I'm really not sure what to do about this. I wasn't so compelled. The svaras that they gave was that you need the protein, you need the gluten for it to be amazing. But the truth is that our minhag is that on oats that don't have any gluten, we say mizonos. There is a question about that. People are celiac, they get oat matzos. And today they even have wheat that they just take out the gluten, not just the proteins. They take the whole wheat, except for the gluten, and they make pitas. For people who have gluten sensitivities, so you're going to say that shahako? You're not going to say hamotzi on that pita? It's big enough for me to maisa. So I'm really mesupik. My netia is what Rav Forrest told me 20 years ago, that it comes from the wheat. The fact that you chemically altered it and took out only the protein, it's still protein from wheat. So wheat is mizonos. So this should also be mizonos, but I'm really not sure what to do. It's a big suffix, because it seems like a lot of postgim say shahakal. I said in Zosa Bracha, but he thinks that it's shahakal. He admits that in Dine Yoradeya would be considered wheat. We're not going to say it, but he says, Dine Brachos, you need chashivos of wheat. It doesn't have, since the gluten was taken out of it. I'm not sure how far he's going to push it. What would you say about pitas that have everything? It's not just the protein. It's everything in the kernel, except for the gluten. Would it also be shakal? I don't know. Okay, so let's stop here, and we'll pick it up.